Grow your practice with a steady flow while your administrative hurdles go. FullCaseloadTherapist.com. Find the peace of mind to carry on. FullCaseloadTherapist.com.
This is the Full Caseload Therapist podcast, short practical audio for therapists who want more calls and more booked work. I'm Steve Meitler, the editor. Today's episode, AI answers are now picking the therapist, and most practice sites are unreadable to them. Google AI overviews and ChatGPT now answer, "Find me a therapist who takes my insurance." What decides whether you get named and how to check it this week? Someone in your city typed this last week, "Find me a therapist in Boise who takes Blue Cross and works with teenagers." They did not type it into Google Maps. They typed it into ChatGPT or into Google and got an AI overview above every listing. The answer named two practices and gave three reasons each. If your practice was not one of them, the reason is almost never that you are worse. It is that the machine could not read the facts about you or could not find them agreeing in more than one place. This is not a future problem. It is a this quarter problem. And it is unusually easy to fix in this field because the competition has not started. What these systems are actually doing. The mystique around AI search hides a plain mechanism. The system runs a search, retrieves a handful of pages, and writes an answer out of the text it found. Then it names the businesses whose facts appeared consistently and specifically enough to be worth asserting. Which means it is not reading your brand. It is reading sentences, and it will only assert something it saw stated clearly, ideally in more than one place. The four facts that decide it. Every AI answer about a therapy practice reduces to the same four attributes: what you treat, where you are, what insurance you take, and how soon someone can be seen. Open your own site and check whether each of those four appears as an ordinary sentence in text. Not in a logo strip of insurance carriers. Not inside a booking widget that loads after the page. Not in a downloadable PDF, as words on the page. Most practice sites fail on insurance and availability. The insurance carriers appear as images, which are invisible, and availability appears nowhere at all because the practice is worried about committing to it. Both are correctable in an afternoon. A single sentence reading, "We are in network with Blue Cross of Idaho, Regents and Pacific Source, and new clients are typically seen within 2 weeks," is worth more to an AI answer than a redesign. The JavaScript trap. A large share of therapy practice sites are built on booking platforms that render the important content through JavaScript after the page loads. To you, it looks fine. To a crawler, it can look like an empty shell. Test it in 2 minutes. Open your site in Chrome, open developer tools, disable JavaScript, and reload. If the fees, specialties, and insurance list vanish, that is what a meaningful share of automated readers see. While you are at it, open your site.com/robots.txt in a browser tab. If you find lines blocking GPT-Bot, Claude-Bot, Perplexity-Bot, Google Extended, or CC-Bot, you have opted out of the visibility you are trying to build. Some platforms and security plugins add those by default without asking. For a practice trying to be found, allow all of them. Corroboration is the second half. A system will name a business more readily when several independent sources say the same thing about it. For a practice, the cheap sources already exist. Your Google Business Profile, your Psychology Today listing, your Licensing Board's public verification page, and your professional association directory. The failure mode is drift. Your site footer says, Suite 210. Google says, STE 210. Psychology Today lists the office you left in 2023, and your phone number is different in two places. Every mismatch lowers confidence that these are all the same practice. Write your name, address, and phone in one exact format, in a text file. Paste that exact string everywhere. It is an hour of tedium with a disproportionate payoff. And the full checklist is in the AI search guide. Run the check yourself this week. 15 minutes. Open ChatGPT, Perplexity, and Google, and run four queries. Best therapists in your city for your specialty. Therapist in city who takes the insurer you most want. Your own practice name. To see whether the description is accurate, how much does therapy cost in city? Write down which practices get named and which sources get cited. Those cited sources are your work list. If the answers keep quoting Psychology Today in one local publication, then your Psychology Today listing and getting mentioned by that publication are the two highest value tasks on your desk. Do it again in 30 days. This is the whole measurement system a solo practice needs, and it is free. Why the opportunity is bigger here than elsewhere. In most local service categories, this work is already competitive. In this one, it is not. 17% of the 171,610 practices in our dataset link no website at all, which means they have nothing for an answer engine to read. 22.7% publish no hours. Practices with a linked site carry a median of 9 reviews against 1 for those without. The field is not full. It is nearly empty. A practice that spends one afternoon writing 4 plain sentences and 1 hour fixing its address consistency is doing something most of its competitors have not considered. The rest of the numbers are on the benchmark report, and the page structure that makes all of this readable is in the website guide. If you want the pages, the schema, and the directory consistency handled, AI search optimization runs for 14 days at no cost through the free trial page. Text or call 385-832-6175. That's the episode. The written version of this guide, with every number and a checklist you can print, is on the site, fullcaseloadtherapist.com. Everything we cover there is offered as a free 14-day trial for therapists. No card, no contract, nothing to cancel. Text or call 385-832-6175 to start, or use the form on the site. Thanks for listening.